Taking a look at planting progress for corn and soybeans. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. Just this past Monday, we had our weekly crop progress report out, provided by the National Agricultural Statistics Service. And taking a quick look at corn planting progress across the United States is USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
We saw double-digit planting progress during the week in 5 of the 18 major reporting states. That list includes Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, North Carolina, and Tennessee. Top of the list, Missouri, advancing from 9% planted on corn a week ago on April 13th, all the way up to 33% by April 20th. Not far behind, North Carolina, advancing from 19% to 42%, a 23-point jump during the week. Well, even Iowa, as far north as there, going from 2% planted a week ago to 18% planted by April 20th.
Looking at Nebraska, we're seeing 8% planted there, and South Dakota is 7%. Minnesota, 9%. Planted. And what about soybeans?
Among the 18 major reporting states, we actually saw at least 10 points of planting progress during the week in 6 of them: Arkansas, Iowa, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, and Tennessee. You will note that 5 of those 6 states are in the south, Iowa being the lone Midwestern state, but with those drier conditions in parts of the Western Corn Belt, planting going very, very quickly this year, considering it's still not to the end of April. Louisiana led the nation with 34% of its intended soybean acreage planted during the week. Huge jump from 22% to 56% planted. Most other states much closer to the lower single digits, although we did see a 20% jump from 15% to 35% during the week in Mississippi.
Nebraska is 2% planted on soybeans. Minnesota is at 3%, and South Dakota has no data available. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.